with we never did fill them up. About half those boxes of popcorn were taken up to the ticket booth and turned over to Mrs. Meese. Mrs. Meese was the lord of the ticket booth. She had been the lord of the ticket booth since dinosaurs went to the drive-in theater, and she knew everything. Mrs. Meese could talk almost anyone into taking a box of 3/4 full popcorn in place of their change from buying tickets. And she could look at a car, like maybe a 57 Chevy, and could instantly tell from the exact angle of the suspension not only whether, but how many people were hiding in the trunk trying to sneak in without buying a ticket. When that happened, Mrs. Meese would get on an intercom, which she didn't need anyway because she yelled so loudly we could hear without it, and she would yell down to the concession stand, "Slip-ins! Slip-ins in a black 57 Chevy!" And then one of our great exciting jobs was to go out and catch them and make them buy tickets. There was a double feature every night. We had the same double feature on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the same double feature on Wednesday and Thursday, and then the same one on Friday.